AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Can the Democratic governor of a southern state be reelected in today's political climate? We'll find out on Tuesday.
I'm Jim Crisula. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is seeking a second term, facing off against a former law firm partner, Republican Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, in one of the nation's most closely watched off-year elections. Cameron has criticized Beshear's pandemic restrictions, while Beshear has accused his challenger of trying to stoke divisions with an emphasis on transgender and social issues.
After testifying at a civil fraud trial in New York City on Monday, Donald Trump said the case should never have gone to trial.
People are sick and tired of what's happening. This is a sad, I think it's a very sad day for America.
New York Attorney General Letitia James dismissed what she calls Trump's distractions.
Justice will prevail, and it's important that all of you understand that we have already been victorious in our motion for summary judgment.
The judge has already ruled that Trump lied to banks and investors about his net worth and property values. As Israeli forces push closer to Gaza City, CBS's Robert Berger says an estimated 300,000 people there are caught in the middle.
Palestinians are really trapped in between Israel moving in from the north and the Egyptians not wanting to allow an exodus to the south. There has been Israeli airstrikes as well on that area. And the situation, according to the UN, is approaching a humanitarian catastrophe.
Now CBS's Matt Piper has the tragic story of a small-town mayor whose private life was exposed online.
Bubba Copeland was a married father of three, not only mayor of Smith's Station, Alabama, but also a pastor. Last Wednesday, the conservative blog 1819 published photos of the 49-year-old wearing women's clothes, posting social media accounts of his that said he was transitioning. On Friday, Copeland took his own life. He said this about his small town in March.
Our number one problem is suicide. And it's sad.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Police have seized more than 220 pounds of drugs from a home in Lynn, Massachusetts, some of which was shaped like Valentine's Day candy, says the acting U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Joshua Levy.
9.2 kilos of fentanyl that's made to be designed to look like candy.
New research finds that emergency departments treated twice as many children for firearms-related injuries during the pandemic. The researchers looked at firearm incidents from 2017 through 2022 at 9 urban hospitals in the U.S. They found that pediatric deaths increased from 3% to 6% during the pandemic. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Adam Sandler delivers signature laughs in this animated musical comedy about the last year of elementary school, as seen through the eyes of a class pet. 74-year-old lizard Leo has been stuck in the same classroom for decades, but this year he plans to escape to experience life on the outside, but instead gets caught up in the problems of his anxious students, including an impossibly mean substitute teacher. It ends up being the strangest but most rewarding bucket list ever. Catch Leo on Netflix on November 21st.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 overnight under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 45 tomorrow, cloudy, lows around 35. Tomorrow night, scattered rain showers likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dumb, I hardly ever call a Monday glorious. But the weather's got me feeling glorious, man. It's beautiful here in Madison.
Enjoy it while we can, folks. Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Nate, working the board, our fair audience, welcome back.
Very excited. It was a big political weekend, and it's time to get to work. And Dom, today is effectively election eve. And you can say, well, we don't have elections here tomorrow, but there are big national elections tomorrow. And I did some math, Tom, and I tried not to strain my brain too badly, but...
Not too badly.
Do you know, tomorrow would mark 7 years since Heartless Radio threw the greatest radio show ever off the airwaves. Quit cashing our checks, man. 7 years ago today was our last great broadcast on Heartless Radio, crosstown there.
That was a long time ago, man.
And what happened the very next day, Tom?
Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. And Donald Trump got elected, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Donald Trump got elected show, not ready for FCC. We did a straight to stream product. Very profane the next day. My reactions, very profane the next day, Dom. And I saw some polling over the weekend. And my first gut reaction was very profane, not quite suitable for FCC and broadcast, but... Yeah, I've had the weekend to tone it down. I'd like to bring it up to your attention and that of the audience. Trump leads Biden in four key swing states, new polling finds. And this ain't Rasmussen polling. This is New York Times polling. Dom, former President Donald Trump holds an edge over President Joe Biden in a series of hypothetical matchups among registered voters in four key swing states. There's only like five key swing states in the whole nation, Dom. And this polling is from the New York Times and Siena College. In Nevada, a state Biden narrowly carried in the 2020 presidential election, Trump boasts 52, Biden's at 41. 52-41, Dom. Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, you know, where Trump lost by about 11,780 votes last time, Dom. Well, today, Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, a state that was central to his ploy to overturn the last presidential election. Trump's at 49, Biden's at 43. Above and beyond that, Dom, Arizona, spent some time there earlier this year. Arizona, Trump's at 49. The president, the current one, Joe Biden, 44. Michigan, your old stomping grounds, Dom, home to Dana Nessel, Gretchen Whitmer, thought it was a blue wall over there. In Michigan, Trump holds a 5-point lead as well, 48 to Biden's 43. And the only lone, you know, I guess a former blue state that went red for Trump that's not below water, Dom, is actually the state of Wisconsin. Last time I checked, we were about 2 points over water here. 2 points, Biden in the column. Each poll has a margin of sampling error between 4.4 and 4.8 points. And head-to-head matchups remain theoretical. Primary voting does not begin until next year. Yeah, about January 15th, they have that Iowa caucus. And by March 15th, about the time Trump's supposed to be in trial, Dom, well, they got Super Tuesday. And unless all the evidence is laid out sufficiently quickly enough to overcome the MAGA sentiment of the base, Trump is going to be your nominee probably by March 15th. Just the way the primaries lay out for the Republicans.
Convicted for one of the many myriad of crimes he's been involved with. And so, Curdy, here's the thing. And I saw the poll, and then I saw, you know, social media people freaking out about it. Saw MSNBC, everyone's, you know, very, very hyped up about it. But then I saw some folks who were actually like dove into the backside of it and looked at the numbers and looked at what was going on. So I found a summary over at nwprogressive.org. Thoughts on New York Times, Siena's college battleground state polling. And they get into some of the detail, the weighting of the registered voters. But essentially, they're saying, hey, listen, a couple of things. Number one, the weighting seems a little off. They oversampled Republicans.
What?
And they bring up a couple. I know you always say that, Crudy. And here's one of the things they said. Just how few progressive or partially progressive voters are in the sample, the percentages may surprise you. The cross tabs for these polls show that 75% of the respondents identify as very conservative, somewhat conservative, or moderate, which isn't, according to them, an ideology. Furthermore, a whopping 4/5 of the total sample said they consider themselves something other than liberal or refuse to answer specific questions. 39% identified as moderate, a label that sounds good but doesn't stand for anything. 36% identified as conservative, nearly twice as many of those who said liberal. And they go into more detail. I'm not going to get into it, but there's something to look at. Polling is polling. There's data. They put it out there. You can analyze what they did, how they said it, how they calculated it. And based on what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing,